This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGior. Today I'm speaking with Ron Richardson. Ron, how are you?
Doing great. It's nice and warm here in the Bay Area.
Excellent. Ron, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I'm a digital asset management analyst for the Chevron Corporation, and I have a specific focus on the metadata used in the application we have.
Great. And how does an energy company use digital asset management?
Well, we have over 60,000 employees, and as you can imagine, there are a lot of images out there, everything from oil rigs to, you know, stock images of offices. And then we've got a lot of design pieces and a lot of presentations. So there's a great need throughout the corporation for images to be used in this collateral and presentations. And then also there's a need from specific groups to store it, manage it, and keep track of it within the application.
Great. And what were the drivers for your organization to get a DAM?
Of course, there's the attempt to get a good return on investment on images that were taken by vendors for Chevron and then also for the stock images that we were licensing. But a larger image is really around compliance. So the obvious is retention, but also risk management. We were trying to educate people on using images properly, not taking images from the web, not cannibalizing old presentations where they don't know the rights. And within our application, we can manage the rights. We have a pretty sophisticated metadata setup where we can specify the type of rights that each image has and put in approvals for images if there are conditions related to them. So really trying to mitigate risk and liability so that people aren't violating copyright by using images improperly.
Excellent. And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I can tell you what's worked for us in implementing the application for our company. And that's really to start with core groups within your own company and build a case. We started with five groups that had an interest in digital asset management and really built on the success there and then opened it up to the rest of the company, and it's really scaled well that way. And then findability is always an issue for us, for anyone, I think, because people expect you to have Google installed or a Google-like return for results, and that's just not the way it is with images. So we had to look at who was tagging and how they were tagging. You expect SMEs.
SMEs, you mean subject matter experts?
Exactly. To really be able to tag images properly so that they're findable, but you don't always find that's the case. So providing them with tools so that they can put the right tags, put the right keywords to make things findable. And when that, if that doesn't work, then to have an elite A team of librarians there that can properly tag images and put the descriptions in and make them really findable for you. And then finally, metrics is something that is always going to be important. We want people to just see the logic of having a good digital asset management application within a company, but we know that's not the way business works. So you have to have good metrics so that the business people, the finance people, understand what you're trying to accomplish here and how successful you're being. So numbers around image reuse, downloads, adoption, the amount of uploads that are going into the application. And we've estimated that we've saved the company on reuse of images alone about $2 million. So we consider that to be very successful for an application that's been around for just over 3 years. So we're pretty happy about that. And then finally, the key is just getting the application in front of the users that need it most. So for us, we are looking at obviously training groups, admins who might put together presentations, and then design teams within the company who would have a use for images and other collateral that we could provide to them. So I think that's a good way to make it useful.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.